Time now for our weekly chat with U.S. House Representative Bill Heisinger joining us over the phone this morning. Bill, good morning. Hope all is well with you and the family.
Hey, we're doing all right. So it sounds like weather may be coming, though.
Right? Well, not bad weather. Good traveling weather. I just want to make sure everybody's aware we're not out of the woods yet. We're only on March the 4th.
Yeah, that's a good reminder, Gary.
It's a reminder, Bill, but also, you know, it's March. You are allowed to have spring fever. In February, yes. No. March, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's been another almost strange winter, right? You know, where we've seen it get really cold, but it's been fairly mild, and so hopefully that's going to help us with some lake levels this coming summer.
Indeed, we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on, but first of all, your thoughts about the situation involving the Capitol. The U.S. House has called off its sessions for today. Capitol Police have information regarding a possible plot to breach the Capitol on this date, the date that some followers of QAnon claim that former President Donald Trump will return to the White House. The department declined to name the group or provide additional retail, citing the sensitive nature of the information. Your thoughts about the situation in the Capitol as it seems to be locking down a little bit more on this state?
Yeah, it's hard to know, Gary, because we've requested those intelligence briefings and those security briefings and have been rebuffed on that. They're not doing that. We had sent a letter to the speaker. I had been part of that, there is no intelligence briefing that they have been willing to give. I will tell you that this morning early, I was out. I did an early morning Fox News hit about the Michigan National Guard and sort of the food situation. But as I was coming back, I was talking with someone in Capitol Hill Police who had been briefed. And they described it as this. It's conspiracy theories about conspiracy theories. They have not seen any of the action, any of the movement that had led up to like January 6th. And that's good. I hope that isn't the case. What we need to make sure, though, is that we are taking these actions and putting our National Guardsmen and women out here for a legitimate purpose and making sure that it's not political theater. I hope and pray that there is nothing that is attached to this, and at this point, it doesn't seem to be.
It's almost as if it's the other extreme. If it was downplayed on January 6th, it's maybe overplayed on March the 4th.
And I that may be a very natural reaction, right? With what had happened, there's people that are very skittish and understandably so from that standpoint. But as a policymaker, it seems to me that there is a responsibility that we have to our constituents who are out here, these citizen soldiers that are out here. When we are asking for help in explaining it to our constituents, we're getting ignored. That's not leadership on the House Speaker's part.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, our new earlier chat on Thursday mornings on WHTC Morning News. Talk about this, and you mentioned the Fox, talking about the National Guard. Michigan's congressional delegation pretty much on both sides of the aisle are saying, hey, let's take care of our people. And I think other National Guards are echoing the same things as well, other states as well.
Yeah, this became evident again over the weekend. And let me back up one step. A couple of weeks ago, we were getting calls from some very upset family members, grandparents. You know, there's nothing quite like a grandma who is watching watching their grandson or granddaughter being fed raw food that sparks a little bit of a fire in grandma's belly there, right? So we started hearing from people, neighbors and friends, and not the guardsmen and women directly. That's, you know, they've been putting that up through the chain of command, but it had been reaching family members. And so we started asking questions, discovered that there was an issue and a problem, worked with National Guard leadership. We were given assurances that that it was taken care of, it was fixed. We were hearing anecdotally from some of the Guards members that, yeah, it looked like things had improved. Last week, I went and actually had lunch, and I did a 2.5-hour tour with the Guardsmen and around the perimeter and looking at what they're doing and trying to understand what's going on. And then it took a massive nosedive again. And not only was the food undercooked and dangerously prepared, this time there was what appears to be maybe shards of like Brillo pads and scrub pads in metal shavings that were in the food. This is unacceptable, Gary, totally unacceptable. And what maybe should have happened at the beginning, but that's debatable, but how we move forward with this is by giving these men and women a per diem, it would allow them to have some flexibility. So when they're on doing their 8-hour rotation, they could get an MRE, they could have some snacks, they could do some of those things. But then once they are off duty, having the ability to have some money to go buy their own meals makes way more sense rather than having them have undercooked, ill-prepared food. I talked to a guardsman yesterday, and she told me, "I've stopped eating the food. Period." And that we cannot be asking these people to perform a duty after they've left their homes, left their families, left their jobs, came out here, and are being treated like this. It's just we need answers. We need it changed. And I think the only way going forward temporarily here through the 12th, which is when this tour is supposed to end, is by giving them per diem and allowing them to get their own food.
One final thing. The Senate is going to meet today, even though the House is not, to take up the stimulus bill that cleared the House last weekend on strict party lines. And it looks as if some of the things the House wanted in the bill, the Senate might just say, "Hey, wait a minute, we can't get this passed way it is right now."
Yeah, the parliamentarian has ruled out a couple of things. One, the $15 minimum wage. The second one, which I'm very happy about, which is the Pelosi Express, as I lovingly dub it. That's it's the metro system in Silicon Valley, just outside her district. You know, that was it was $112 million. She got called out on it, went into the Rules Committee and doubled down on it and made it $140 million instead. The parliamentarian, rightly in my opinion, ruled that out of bounds in that it doesn't relate to COVID, and so we'll see. We're being told next week we may be getting this ping ponged back to us with a couple of those modifications, but it's still, Gary, this thing is a monstrosity that still has not addressed the fact that we have $1 trillion of previous authorized spending that has not actually gone out the door yet, and this is not fiscally responsible at the end of the day. So I am not planning on supporting it when it comes back, but I'm hoping that there's at least some improvements for the sake of the taxpayers.
He is Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. He joins us every Thursday morning, or most Thursday mornings, to talk about what's going on in Washington. Bill, thank you very much for your time. Wish you and your family well. And if all goes well, we'll do this again next Thursday morning around 7:15.
Sounds good, Gary. And spring fever, it's coming.
You got it. Thank you very much, Bill Heisinger. 99.7 and 1450 WHDC.